Earlier this morning, I informed the Provincial Secretary of the NDP and our caucus chair that I'll be stepping down as leader of the official opposition and of the New Democrats. I'll be stepping down pending the election of an interim leader, and that decision will be made in the new year. This hasn't been an easy decision, as I'm sure you can imagine. But it's been a decision that I've made in the best interests of the party. Most importantly, it's been made in the best interests of British Columbians, who expect and deserve a functioning opposition. They're not getting that right now in this province. Over the last 2 months, we've seen some members of our caucus decide to use their time and energy infighting instead of working on behalf of British Columbians. I and many others have made so many efforts to try and resolve this issue. We've reached out. We've tried to get people back to work. I sent a message. Our party's governing body sent a very clear message. But the infighting continues. I've spent my entire life working and building things, not complaining and taking them apart. And right now, at this point in time, my time and energy as leader is consumed with the infighting. And that's not right. It's not productive, it's not useful, and most importantly, it's not serving the people of British Columbia. Fighting amongst ourselves was not what we are elected to do. It's been just over 7 years since I was first elected leader of the New Democrats. That point of history in our party was an incredibly exciting and an incredibly challenging time to come into provincial politics. We had 2 seats in the legislature. There certainly wasn't any public belief that our party could rebuild, reorganize, or come back. I ran for leader when there were few people in this province who believed in our party. But I did. I ran because I had deep belief in our party, a deep belief in public service, and most importantly, a deep belief in this province and the people of this province. I've always believed that more is accomplished by working together than continuing the old divides. I've always believed that you don't complain about things, you get in there and you do something about making change. I ran because I wanted to contribute to a new progressive vision for our party. And I'm proud of the work that I've done and that our party has done. From 2 seats to 3 seats to 35 seats. I'm proud of the fact that we offered a progressive, modern vision for New Democrats. I'm incredibly proud of the work we did in standing up for at-risk children, bringing back an independent children's commissioner once again in this province. I'm proud of the work that we did standing up for people who don't have a voice under the BC Liberals, people with disabilities, children and families living in poverty. I'm also incredibly proud of the work that we've done over the last number of months reaching out to British Columbians through a dialogue to talk about the things that we have in common in this province, not the differences. When I first began that work, I was told that I couldn't do that in British Columbia, that the traditional divides were too great in this province. Well, I'm proud to say that we brought together people from all over British Columbia with diverse views who came together to say we do have commonalities. There are things we agree on in this province, and we do want to move ahead on them. That work, I believe, put us on a course to government and is work that must continue in our party. But those accomplishments and the work we've done are a stark contrast to the last 2 months. I have always believed in putting the common good ahead of personal gain. That's been my family's hallmark. That's been my genetic makeup. It's been the work I've done my entire life. It is time for all caucus members to find a way to unite to serve British Columbians. There have been some in our caucus who have used me as an excuse to keep from doing that work. Well, I won't let that happen. The work has to get done on behalf of the people of British Columbia, and I will not participate in slowing down that work. And if I've become the excuse for some people to not get that work done, then it's time for me to move on so the work does get done. New Democrats have an incredibly proud history of putting people first. Whether it's the Agriculture Land Reserve, public auto insurance, protecting parks, care for seniors, we have an incredibly proud legacy, and I have been so honored to serve as leader of this party. I've been incredibly humbled by the volunteers, the members, the past and present leaders, the MLAs, the people who make up our party are extraordinary. And I've had an amazing gift of being reminded every single day about this extraordinary province we live in. I've visited communities and talked to people who've shared their passion with me. And I've also spent time with the real heroes in British Columbia. Families who struggle to better themselves and look after their children. The workers of British Columbia, the healthcare providers, the teachers, the paramedics, the childcare workers, the firefighters. I've had the honor to work with not-for-profit organizations, arts and culture groups, who toil away in communities often without any recognition, but do the real work that keeps our communities going. I've met with immigrants who I believe are some of the bravest people in our province, who come to this province often without language skills to share all of their abilities with all of us. I've met with business leaders and entrepreneurs who keep our economy going with their investments and their hard work. And I've had an opportunity to spend time in First Nations and Aboriginal communities, which I have to tell you are the most resilient, warm, and welcoming places I have ever spent time. I've loved this job. It's been such an honor to serve the people of this province. I couldn't have done this job without the support of my family, and I knew that's where I'd get choked up. My husband, Al, my children, Allison and Evan, their spouses, Bronwyn, Chris, Hayden, my mom and dad, my family and my friends. They've been incredibly patient while I've worked through anniversaries and birthdays, while I've worked through my family's members, cancer, my own personal cancer. They deserve huge appreciation for what they've given to this party and the province. And finally, the people of Victoria Beacon Hill. It's such an honor to represent the community I grew up in, that I raised my children in, the community I've spent most of my life in. I have such a deep connection and support from the people here. And I'm really looking forward to actually continuing to serve them as the MLA for Victoria Beacon Hill and having a chance to spend time with the extraordinary people in this community. It's been an amazing journey. It's been an incredible roller coaster ride. I'm proud of our party. I'm proud of the people of British Columbia. And most importantly, I want to end by thanking them for the opportunity to serve them, for the passion and the time and the energy they've shared with me. Thank you.